Yes, ma'am, we do. And I would like, would you add Norma Smith, unspoken prayer request for my friend Norma Smith. And prayers for my family. And then I have a praise report. Yeah. My nephew went and applied for a job at Drew's Plumbing, Heating and Air. And he got the job yesterday. He starts Friday.
Amen.
And glory. My nephew Dylan, he was in Colorado when COVID hit. And he got very sick. And I believe the family had already, everybody, my sister and her husband and everybody had already moved back to Oklahoma. So there was my nephew in his early 20s in a state by himself, very sick. Mm-hmm. And it's like it put him in a dark place. Not a good place. You know what I mean? And yesterday, when we found out he got the job, I called him. And I was like, congratulations, big money. You know? Yeah. And I started to cry after I got off the phone with him. Because I have not heard excitement like that in his voice for a very long time. And the Lord told me at the end of 2023, when we were off that week from our power, the Lord gave me two words for 2024. And he said 2024 is going to be full of favor and freedom. And it's 11 days in. Of 2024, and I've already seen so much favor and some freedom. And whenever I catch myself getting sideways with the word that I was given, when I catch myself, I stop and I say, no. That doesn't line up with the words God gave me for 2024. And then I cast it out. And then I ponder on these words.
Praise God.
Lord, you said 2024 will be full of favor and freedom. And I believe that. So our family is just beside ourselves with happiness.
Amen.
Now after the good news.
Yeah.
My cousin Taffy has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. Mm-hmm. And they had her on some meds that were pretty debilitating with the side effects. Mm-hmm. So she got to take a break from the meds for a couple of months and was starting to feel normal again. And after her checkup, they told her she's got to go back on those meds.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I'm believing for a full medically verified healing.
Amen. Amen.
We want to pray for the Williams twins. They're little one-year-old guys that have been dealing with a nasty virus that's been going around.
And then the family of Claudia in Texas, she went to be with the Lord this week. She had been battling cancer for a long time. She got her freedom.
Praise God. She got her ultimate freedom.
Yes, she did.
Amen. Well, Father God, I just want to say I thank you, Lord, for the praise report. It is just so good, Lord, to know at the beginning of this year that you're already moving and working in behalf of your people, God. And I just believe that too, Lord, that you, as I said, as we walk into things, you're going to be unveiling yourself to us, Lord, and things that we desire, Lord, and have been desiring. Lord, we're going to see some fruition of those things, and I thank you for that. Lord, we pray for Tina's cousin, Taffy, that has been diagnosed with this brain tumor. Lord, we see that the side effects, Lord, that have been taking place, Lord, I've been claiming that this be the year of you doing some miraculous intervention in the health of your people. Some miraculous intervention. I'm just believing, Lord, that this would be the year that you would prove yourself mighty, not only for Taffy's cousin, Lord, but for others, Lord. Lord, I even for my neighbor, Lord, for Luke, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would cause a miraculous intervention to take place with his health, Lord. For others, Lord, that's been battling other things health-wise, Lord, intervene and just heal supernaturally. Let this be the year, Lord, of even creative miracles. My God. Reform legs. It won't hurt my feelings, God. I know three people that need a leg. Just do creative miracles in behalf of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, make people whole. Bring wholeness to minds, to bodies, to emotions, to every place that's needed. Those that want to have babies and been trying for just a lot of years, bring forth that new baby for that individual, Lord. Oh, God, let it be so. Let it be so. Let it be so. Look on the Williams twins. Quickly dry up the virus, Lord. Dry it up quickly, God, and make them whole. Look on Norma Smith's, Lord. All that need a touch in whatever way, God. For the individual who passed on and went on and received their ultimate freedom, we pray for that family, Lord. We pray for the Edmondson family, Lord, for Sally, Lord, and for her family, Lord. Strengthen, bring comfort, Lord, even as they look to celebrate the life of their loved one on a week from this coming Saturday. Be with your people everywhere, God. Cause us to be strong and of good courage. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Pastor Dwight is not in the building. However, we will have a word from him through the Truth broadcast. When this podcast is over, we'll end the feed and then we'll reset the iPad and come back with a word from Pastor Dwight. The title of that will be Stand Up and Soar. Thank you, Lord, for wings.
Okay, sorry. Our Facebook sponsor for today is the Refuge Church, now located at New Liberty in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Sunday school is at 10 and worship at 10:45. Sunday evening Bible study at 6. Wednesday Bible study at 7 and youth group at 7 as well. If you need more information, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Drew's Plumbing and Heating and Air. Drew's Plumbing and Heating, Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525, a company that cares. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is our sister in Christ, Miss Melanie Randall. Her title for this morning is Making the Crossover.
All right. I don't have very much more to share, but I'm going to share this about the Ites people, okay, in chapter 3 and verse 10, when it says, "And Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan." In order for us to make the crossover, there's got to be a battle.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. We not just going on flower beds of ease. It's not like Tiny Tim stringing along, talking about tiptoe through the tulips.
I just was thinking tiptoe.
That lets you know what time period I'm from. But anyway, no, it's a battle coming. But you don't have to be afraid, because the Lord goes before you in the battle. See, that's it. You ain't not going by yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're going by yourself, you need to go back.
Come on.
You need to go back and say, "Well, God, I left you off somewhere. I can't do this by myself." So you got to know that God is going before you in this battle. And when the Lord goes before you in the battle, it becomes a kind of an unusual battle. See, God does some unusual things in the way that he fights his battle. It's not your traditional battle. It's not you just, you know, getting on your war gear and running out there with your weapons, talking about charge and start fighting. No. See, when God's in the battle, it's like this. He sends some angels and he tells you to clap some jars together, and you know, he just thinks all the way different. And then the other people just turn on themselves. See, that was one battle they had way on down in the Bible. And so God's battles are just kind of different than our ideas of battle. And so all they were going to have to do once they crossed over from the Jordan, now God was going to open a way. First of all, God was going to open a way. They weren't just going to be standing there looking at the Jordan River wondering, "Well, how we crossing over?" You know, I'm still waiting on God to open it up. You know, he opened up the Red Sea. Can't he open up the Jordan? No, they didn't have to worry about that. God opened it up. They went on dry ground just like they did the Red Sea. God opens up the way for you to make the crossover. So then when you get to the battle, God done already done one thing. You're looking at what he's already done to open the way. Say, "Hey, he done opened the way for me. We got this. God's got this." When he done open up the way for you, you think he gonna leave you hanging? Oh no. You think he gonna let them people come out there and just take you, run you over? Oh, what did he open up the way for? To let people run you over? Oh no. He's gonna have you to do some unusual things. And I believe you me. He's gonna have you to do some unusual things, you know, like you marching around the wall, you know, once a day, six times, you know, 6 days rather. Just go marching around, have people march around. And you march around for what? What's that going to do? Them people looking at us, look at them fools out there marching around. What they think that's going to do? I can just imagine that's what they were saying in their minds, you know.
Ooh, they marching. I'm so scared.
Right. And then on the last day when they had them to blow those trumpets, But I tell you what, I can just imagine when those walls fell down, those thick walls, those well-insulated walls, when they fell flat down, it said it felt, it was just like, shoot, them things just fell, just crumbled down, just like that. And I can imagine the people said, what caused that? Well, don't you remember all that walking around they did? Oh, Lord Jesus. That's what caused that. A God that they served caused that. And so you don't have to worry about the ites. Do you know there was a little less than 200 ites people that the Israelites had to fight from time to time? You know, and he wanted them to drive out all of these people. One of their names, I can't remember when I was researching if it was Canaan, means terror. One of them meant terror. And I thought about those Hamas people, which means terror as well. One of these people's name, Perizzites, means unwalled, means open. The Amorites lived in the mountains. You know, the Hivites, a lot of these people lived in high places. The Hivites lived in an area right up under Mount Hermon in the highlands. And a lot of times they live in these high places because that's where they constructed their gods and worshiped them, in these high places. And so these people, one of them, we even worship a god, Molech, which they would have his hands burning red hot. And then they would put their children in the hands of this burning god and cook their children. You know, they would die in the hands of that idol god. That's why God would want them to be wiped out completely. You'd be wondering, why wipe them all out, everything? Because of what was there, that God did not want it to become a part of his people. He didn't want them taking on that same kind of mentality. He didn't want them taking their children, putting them in the hand of an idol god, you know, being cooked alive. That's not God's way. And so these people had to be driven out completely. And so you got to know, in the battle that you're facing, you can't go in there talking about, we're just going to do a part battle. We're just going to just as long as we kill out most of them, you know, just as long as we take the enemy partly out. See, that's the problem. That's what's wrong with America right now. We done sat here talking about, we just going to let a little bit of this come in, a little bit, you know, it just as long as they get, oh, no. We got to drive the enemy out. We've got to drive the enemy. Get on your knees and pray and say, drive that spirit out, God. That spirit of deception. People done been deceived and deceived so much too. Now that's the way we operate now. That's the way the country operates, is by deception in our government, because we don't let it in. No, it's time to drive that spirit of deception out. We got to pray it out, believe it out, fast out, whatever we got to do, and drive it out. And so I just wanted to share that with you about the ites people. You know, don't let the ites people live them on you. I'm talking about the ites spirit. You know, I ain't talking about going and getting a gun and killing nobody. I'm talking about praying and driving out that ites spirit. God can drive it out of your house. I know for a fact, because I done been there. God can drive it out of your household when it's in your children. Mm-hmm. And your children don't even know what's going on. God can drive that spirit out. You know, get a dogmatic spirit and say, I'm standing for God, and the devil's not making me fall for anything else. I've fallen for enough. All right. God bless each and every one of you. I love you.
Thank you so much for coming in today. I know you have a busy schedule today, and we just really appreciate you taking the time to come in. Amen. And share God's word. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and you already know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and our beautiful sister in Christ, Miss Melanie Randall, y'all have a blessed day and stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast. We'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find the rock Christian music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
The Truth Broadcast program is sponsored by the generous support of our partners and friends and by the ministries of Living Waters Church.